Hello. You know when a girl, you may have done it yourself if you're a girl and you've bought a new pair of sunglasses that are really cool, like they say Dior down the side. So you buy them at an airport or something, and then you walk into a shop thinking you feel really cool, and you walk in thinking, yeah, I'm not famous, but I feel a bit famous. And then you think, actually, I can't pull this off, and you feel a bit of a dick. And then you take your sunglasses off. Well, I'll come back to this. This is a reply to Matt Watsett's Audioboo last night about, it was called Eye Envy. And he'd written a blog. I haven't read the blog, but I heard his boo, which he read very articulately last night. Well, I think it was last night. Well, I heard it last night, so that's when it becomes important in my world, because that's when I heard it. And it's very very funny, it's funny about iPhone envy and the fact that he's got another smartphone and he wants an iPhone, he wants to be part of it. And it made me think about me and my iPhone, because I've loved the iPhone for years. I say years, yeah, I've had it for ages, man, yeah. But I have had it for a while. I had the first one. I paid £279 for the first one when it came out, and I've had all the other ones up to it. I haven't got the four iPhone 4, it's called. Yeah, but I've loved them all, and this is goes back to what I was saying. I used to think the iPhone was really cool, so cool that sometimes I was walking down the street in Chichester, and I thought sometimes if I was walking down on the phone, I'd think everyone's looking at me. Really cool, and I'd almost think it's so cool I can't pull this off, and would try and hide my phone if I felt intimidated. Not intimidated, I don't know, difficult to explain, but I hope you're trying to get what I'm sort of saying. And it might be a bit difficult to understand now, and this is my point as the boo, is that the iPhone is no longer special, if you know what I mean. It's no longer cool. I'm not really making any much sense. I haven't written this down, I'm just making it up as I go along. But I can remember that when the iPhone first came out, there was a couple, it's like a elite club of people who had the iPhone. And because I loved it so much, whenever I saw somebody carrying an iPhone, I think, oh my God, they got the iPhone. How cool are they? And I wanted to speak to them and say, how good is the iPhone? What apps have you got? And now, everyone's got a fucking iPhone. Everybody. I don't want Matt Watsett to get an iPhone. I don't want anyone to. My girlfriend's mum's got an iPhone. My flatmate's got an iPhone. My flatmate's mate's got an iPhone. Everyone's got an iPhone, and I don't feel special anymore. And I want to feel like I'm walking into a shop wearing some Gucci, Gucci, was it Dior? I can't remember. Glasses, and feel like I need to hide them because I'm too cool. So, I don't really know what the point of this is, but I just wanted to try and sort of say how I felt about the iPhone, and now the fact that it's become popular, I don't feel special anymore. Got nothing now, just me sitting in the dark, talking on my iPhone to nobody. Good night.